Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
This pitcher thing is real.
Ah.
Can I hook the handle on my staff?
Sure.
And lift it up?
Mm-hmm.
Does it kill me?
Nope. You take a closer look at it, it's embossed with images of dancing bears, elks, and wolves.
What?
What's inside of it?
Yeah, what's inside of it?
Are you gonna...
It knocked... You wanna look inside? Here you go, look! And he holds it out for her to look.
Can I see? You have to put it pretty low for me,
okay.
Because I'm short. It's gonna slide right off your staff and it's gonna smash.
I don't ever squat. I think that was a rule. Will never squats. I lunge.
Wow. I don't have a squat rule. Should I have a squat rule?
It's very important. That's the second decision you make with D&D character building.
Nice. I feel like I'm doing this all backwards.
Yeah, no, I'll lower it down to whatever her height is.
As far as you can tell, it's empty.
Okay. Well... This place feels like a trap. We should probably not pick it up.
Right? Can I put it down, unhook it, and then see if anything else is hard on the table with my stick?
Mm-hmm.
Now swiping it more thoroughly.
Yeah. Why would the... flying everywhere.
I'm golfing with the turkey legs.
But why would it sit on the table if the table isn't real?
Right. I don't know.
Well, you discover the table is real with your sweeping.
What?
But all the stuff on it and the chairs are not there.
Oh.
Okay.
So there's something you can thunk your staff stops wherever you would expect the table to be.
Oh my god. So I have to really look up. Is there a tablecloth? I said that. So according to my definition, there's a table.
Yeah.
Do I have to look under the table through the illusion to see if there's something under the table? Rafina, would you? Hey, Bernard! Buddy.
Yes?
You are so mad at me right now, and I don't understand why.
You don't understand?
Nope.
Well...
Can you look under the table?
Maybe if... Anyway.
Maybe
yes,
if
fine.
What? Maybe if what?
No, that's fine.
You hate me right
I'll
now.
I'll risk my death for your whims. Let's see what's under here.
Death? It's just that you're lower than me. You're
I don't see anything under here.
Nothing? Does this pitcher smell like anything?
Are you going to smell it? Are you going to get close enough to smell it? That's always a question you have to ask Will. Are you going to get close enough to smell it?
That's true. Can I lift it up?
With your hand?
No, with the thing.
With the stick?
With the stick. Rehook it and lift it up to my nose.
Sure. Take some... Yeah, you can do that. It smells like copper. And maybe faintly of wine.
Copper and wine. This is weird. Okay, I'm going to carry it out of this room.
On your stick?
Yep, on the stick.
Okay.
Not sure I advocate that decision, but I'm not in charge of Will.
I mean, the thing that I know about this spell is that it's an illusion. It's like what I used to make Strahd look like he was walking into when we fought those druids. It's basically just it's nothing. It doesn't hurt anything. But this, I don't know. It's weird that it would be in there. Like, this is hidden in here. So maybe this is important or powerful or something. And maybe Victor knows something about it. So let's go show him if we can ever find him again.
Okay, that's fine.
That's the only logic I have about this all.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to head back out the doors you came through, back into the hallway with the flaming skulls?
Yeah, but you know what? Just so that we're safe, let's back out of this room. Bernard, go. Rafina, go. I'll back out, making the pitcher come out, cross the threshold last, in case if I pass through the door, the room collapses or something with this freaking piece of something.
Okay.
Okay.
As soon as you cross the threshold,
oh, God.
All of the illusion in the room dispels.
Okay. You just see a bare table, and a cold wind gusts through the room, and all of, and as if the torches are blown out, all darkness descends. But the torches themselves actually were a part of the illusion as well.
Whoa!
And then you see these misty figures appear, sort of surrounding the table.
Oh no!
And they go, and they fly at you.
Oh no!
Put it down! Put down the urn! Put down the jug!
Put down the ewer! I'll put it down. I'll even put down the staff. I'll just drop it. Like,
okay.
Really? But like, try not to break it, but like, get it down as fast as I can.
Well, it's made of copper, so you're probably
fine.
Oh,
it's made of copper. Okay.
So you're just going to drop it where
just
you are?
Just like, here it's back. Well, I mean, yeah.
Like throw it back in, kind of, or?
Put it back across the threshold. I'm not throwing it. I just lower it. I don't want to damage it.
All right. You set it on the floor, and these creatures are flying at you.
Oh my god, run.
We close the door, we close the door. I used my spell. Snap, it's closed.
Oh god, the staff is in the way. Shit!
The staff breaks in half.
Okay.
All right. You hear sort of wailing and screeching behind the door, but you do not see the door open.
What did you do?
Ah!
Did you know those guys, Skull?
What guys?
The things that were screaming at us.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know anything about a jug?
No. Are you talking about a ewer, perhaps? No, still no.
Still no.
That sounds like a lie.
It's starting to feel like you're not very helpful, Mr. Skull. Yeah, that didn't work. We gotta find our friends.
What if that was important?
It might be important, but we can come back.
You also feel very cold again, Will.
I know.
You want my blanket?
What?
It's made out of goat hair.
No, thanks.
Super warm. A little prickly.
In my head, it's from the goats that Babala Saga used. Yeah. It was done, like, overnight. She made this out of that goat hair.
Oh, yeah. I'm so cold. This sucks.
My blanket. Hush, be quiet.
Oh no, it's a real goat. It's still attached to the goat. It's really ethical. It's an ethical blanket.
It is. The only way.
We'll go back. There's no other way. We have to go around and see what's down the other.
We're not gonna go in the chomped plot part that's all chewed up.
Alright, so we have all returned.
Yeah.
Will and Rafina, you just close the door on this ghastly room of feasting and are now in a nice long corridor with three flaming skulls grinning at you.
Alright.
Crunch, 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 crunch. Crunch, crunch.
That was awesome.
I'm chewing on something I picked up. One of the things wasn't an illusion. It was some popcorn. I'm eating it.
Some crunchy ass popcorn.
A lot of old maids.
Well,
lot
it's
old
really
maids.
Cold here. It's frozen. Frozen popcorn. Okay. So, and the pot, or the whatever the hell that word is.
Ewer.
Is in the room. It got closed into the room?
Yeah.
Dang. All right. Damn. And there's ghosts still there. Let's go.
All right. You heading back? You're going to check out any of these small doors in this hallway? Or are you going back across the other side?
Oh, those are doors?
Yeah.
God.
You guys need to learn these maps. They're the same on every one. The white things are doors.
Yeah, but look.
But there's they're small.
They're so tiny.
Yeah, they're smaller.
They're windows. Why aren't they windows?
They're smaller doors.
I thought they were windows, too.
They're small doors.
Well, obviously,
made of amber.
I feel like we would have clearly opened those small doors.
I don't know if that's clear.
Yeah, we'll open. I mean, do you want to open any of these doors, Rafina? They might be in here. I guess these dumbass skulls might not. Oh, excuse me. I mean, really smart skulls with good memories might not have known.
Well, I thought these were windows.
Right, but the stupid god overlord of our game
didn't say literally every time you looked at them or could have been looking at them that they are doors.
Yeah, don't you know who we are? We've been playing with you for over a year. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Should we open them on our way out? or what? Let's just open this one, the first one.
All right, fine. I wrinkle my nose.
By the first one, what do you mean? Do you mean the top one, the middle one?
The one that we are coming out of this room, and so the one that we first encounter.
Okay.
When Will suddenly realizes, holy shit, there are other doors here! I thought they were windows, too.
Yep.
Alright. So you open the northernmost room.
Yes.
And reveal a small room beyond. Dominating this room is a 12-foot-tall model of a dark castle with high walls and tall spires.
Oh my.
What?
Behind it, tucked in a corner, are some ruined furnishings and a wooden chest. Let me think.
That's weird.
Rafina would not. Will would recognize this castle as the castle that overlooks the village of Barovia.
So Ravenloft.
Castle Ravenloft.
Oh my god.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, this is Castle Ravenloft, and that means I don't know anything. I don't know what that means. This is probably scary. Lank, Bathwack, in here? No? Nope.
I have a feeling that we should not have come to this temple.
Tamblin.
I'm going to get to say I told you so again, aren't I?
But wait a second, you said it was good in here! I'm the one that wants to leave!
Yeah, I still have a pretty good feeling.
You do. That's true.
You're so confusing.
You're just getting yourself set up to tell us so.
I've got to cover all my bases here. All right. I don't see anything in here. Unless we want to poke at this model here. Maybe there's some dolls inside.
Yeah, why is this in here? This is weird. Let's go look at it.
Okay, let's look at it. Fine.
Okay. You check it out. It looks very detailed.
Is it real? Swipe through it with your staff, or do you not have your staff anymore?
I don't have that anymore. I'm freezing. And do I get any memories of the dollhouse from the house that we were? Because like there was like a detailed dollhouse that basically showed us where the basement was, where the monster was, or something like that. It showed us every room in the house. Do I get the same sense? Like, is that the kind of detail?
This probably would jog your memory of that dollhouse, just because it's another scale model of a structure that you've seen.
Okay.
But since you're remembering it, thinking back on it now that you've had some more experiences, you suspect that that dollhouse might have even been built by Blinsky.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Just based on what it was constructed by and that kind of thing. You've seen a lot of his work. This is like carved out of rock.
Whoa.
Hmm.
So that's so you don't think it was made by, you would not suspect this is made by Blinsky.
Should we just keep looking for the guys, or should we?
Rafina peers into the little windows.
They're kind of like recessed, the windows, but it doesn't look hollow. You don't see like into the castle.
There's nothing in. Okay.
Can we lift it or move it? Can you push on it and does it move?
Yeah, that's not.
You want to touch it?
Oh god, do I want to touch it?
It's always good when the DM asks you if you want to touch something.
Yeah, really.
I mean, do I get any magical sense? Can I roll for Arcana or something? Do I get any kind of magical vibes from this thing?
Roll.
11 plus 13.
All right. You don't think it's inherently magical. You think it was probably magic was used to create it. It's so intricate and detailed that you don't think... That it was, like, hand-carved. You think it was probably magically sculpted.
Hey, weird skull guys! Look through the door and see this. Did you make this?
No, we did not.
Do you know what this is?
It looks like a castle.
God, they're useless, Rafina.
They really are not all that helpful.
And there's a chest over there.
Oh, are we gonna open that chest? I don't think our friends are in there.
What if there's something useful? That's what I'm saying. Should we bring them back here?
Oh, I see. I know. You're so practical, Will. I love that about you.
I don't think I'm practical at all. I'm freezing and my coat is purely fashionable. Clearly not very practical in that regard. Do you want to open it?
Not really, but that's sort of your job.
Oh, okay, you're right. I want to kick it open if I can. Not, like, I want to touch it with my toe and not with my hand.
Okay. It is unlocked.
Okay.
You flip open the top of the chest, and it is empty.
Mmm. Boring. Mm. And it's not, nothing is an illusion, right?
Well.
Life is an illusion.
We never actually did check it, did we?
Because did we set a watch? Staff.
Did we set a watch? Are we recording?
You've interacted with the top of the chest so far.
Can I stick my lit up billy club in there and just kind of around in there?
What, you want to like see if something appears? Or
I want to basically see if anything's invisible or if it's like an illusion that it's empty. Because now we've seen these.
Roll a perception check.
Oh, okay. I need perception to run my billy club. Mm-hmm. 19 plus
good.
1, 20.
All right. So you're sweeping it around there. You don't hit on anything, but as you're kind of clunking it through, you hit the bottom of the chest and it sounds hollow.
Mm. Oh.
Mm. Oh God. All right. I wanna. How big is this thing? Can I tip it over with my foot? Like, can I, you know, put a foot, a toe in, and tip it,
sure.
tip it over so mm-hmm. that it's on its side,
mm-hmm.
and investigate it like that? Like, and see if there's a seam. It's a wooden chest.
It is
assuming.
A wooden
so
chest.
So the bottom would have like some kind of seam, like where the bottom would met the. It's probably not called a seam. I'm talking about fabrics here, but, you know, where the bottom wood would meet the side wood.
It depends on how it's constructed, but, you
well,
know.
You should tell me, because you're the dungeon master.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm just, I want to check
it
out. I want to see what that seam looks like. I want to see if there's, like, two pieces, and then I want to tap my billy club along that and see if I can access it.
Well, as you tip it over with your foot, it clunks to the side, and the bottom of the chest then thuds upwards.
Yeah.
So it, like, falls out like it was just resting on the bottom of the chest.
Okay.
And behind it thumps out a significant tome.
Oh.
I wiggle my fingers and I pick it up.
And I say, unseemly.
All right. This is a thick, heavy book. It has no title on it. It does seem to be, the words within it seem to be charged with magic. It looks like it. You could just get that sense. Are you going to open it?
Yeah.
If you start to flip through it, it looks like it contains like exercises in like intuition and insight.
Hmm.
Okay.
And basically, it looks like a manual that you would use to increase your kind of your understanding of things.
Huh.
Basically, I'll tell you out of character. It is what's called a tome of understanding. If over a period of 6 days or fewer you spend 48 hours studying the book's contents and practicing its guidelines, your wisdom score increases by 2.
Whoa.
Oh,
wait,
say yeah.
that again. You have to study it for 6 days?
Within 6 days or less, if you spend 48 hours studying its contents and practicing its guidelines.
Wow.
And then once you do, it loses its magic. The book does.
Wow.
And it will eventually regain it in a century.
Whoa!
Holy moly. So, is it apparent that it has recharged from its last...
It does seem to be charged with magic.
Ready to go.
Oh, I love it!
Lank and Bathwack!
Yep. Lank's waking up.
What you doing?
What? Oh, Bathwack wanted to go further in.
Yeah, he felt good about it. Did you, when you guys were running out, did you see the others? Like, where are the rest of the group?
I didn't. I was downstairs in the catacombs.
Oh, okay. Creepy.
Yeah, maybe it's worth mentioning I also didn't see Victor on my way back in. I don't know where Victor's gone.
Well, probably further in.
Should we go check on them?
Well, yeah, where should we go?
Wait, I thought they were staying put. I thought the whole point was that Will didn't want to go in.
I don't know if they went in or not. Did you go outside, Bethwack?
Yeah, there was no one outside.
Oh.
They must be in here, too, somewhere.
Oh. Lank's not thrilled with the prospect of staying in the temple, but he's going to.
Well, where should we go?
So, well,
yeah, let's... I don't know. What do you think, Lank?
I'll follow you all.
What about you said you found some catacombs or something? Should we explore there?
Yes. Not much to see, but they're back here with the doors sort of broken, I guess, now.
Yep. So yeah, you guys can push your way through the rest of those catacombs. I will fast forward because it's relatively uninteresting. It's pretty much just a bunch of the same. You know, these amber husks smashed beyond repair. The east catacombs are actually empty. There was nothing there. Maybe either something was completely removed or there was never anything there to begin with. It's just hallways, sort of these three circuits of alcoves, some of which have these smashed remains and some of which are empty.
Blank is not eager to keep going, so he's going to sort of try to delay things. I'm going to use my wand of secrets to see if there are any secrets worth knowing about it.
Smart.
Nope.
Shit.
All right, let's go back out.
Okay. Where to, Bathwack? Lead the way.
Let's go in one of these hallways on the, like, on the left, or that archway.
Oh, okay, cool. Let's go. I'm going to pass through the hallway on the in the western side of the room. There, it is an arched hall. It rises to a height of 20 feet. The walls here are completely covered in amber. They're glazed in amber.
So, like, we're talking about the mineral or the rock, amber.
Like, what you would trap a mosquito in to then extract its DNA.
Sweet.
Millions of years later.
I just was curious if it was some amber coloring.
It's the skin of Amber Tamblyn stretched across.
No! Oh, God. Terrible.
David Cross is just weeping silently in the corner.
Does he listen to our podcast too?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
You can actually, it's polished enough, this glaze, that you can actually see your reflections as you walk through the archway, but they don't mirror your movements. Your reflections, if you take note.
Oh, that's so creepy.
As you pass through, they wave their arms and scream silent warnings at you.
They scream silently?
Oh my God.
Yeah, like you can't, it looks like they're screaming like, no, don't, no, go back, but you don't hear anything.
Okay, and everyone can see this.
Yep. Yeah. You see all of your reflections doing this.
Do I still feel great about this?
Yeah, that was going to be my question.
Yeah, it's a little disconcerting, but in general, you still feel okay about this place, Bathwag.
Oh my God.
I'm also trying to picture what Steed's reflection would be doing.
This seems
dangerous. This seems evil.
Yeah, it's a little off-putting, but I mean, we gotta find the others, and I mean, we wanted to see what's going on here. This place overall doesn't seem to be that bad. Maybe this is just some weird magic thing. I don't know.
There's images of us screaming warnings that we can't hear, but don't you think maybe we should heed the warnings? I mean, Nick, if you hadn't figured out that there was a guy up there attacking us, Bathwack and I were already incapacitated.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a trick. Maybe it's supposed to send us back where if we go through here, it's where we're supposed to go. What do you think, Bathwack?
Let's at least, how's everyone doing? I mean, do we think we could get into another fight, or does someone need to be healed?
I'm good.
Lang's sort of beat up, but not life-threatening.
Alright. What if I try heal, say, 10 hit points?
He would appreciate that, but it's not going to make him any more comfortable going into this place.
Yeah, but it'll make you live longer when everything goes down.
Fair enough, I'll take the 10.
Okay.
And are you pressing on, Bathwack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Alright, so you pass through. Your reflections kind of look defeated as you go.
Oh, God.
But eventually you make your way through the hallway, and you find yourself in this long, grand hall. Glistening amber coats the walls and ceilings of this hall like sculpted honey, and dust covers the black marble floor.
Marvel floor?
The Marvel floor. You see Iron Man over there. Yep, there's Captain America.
Wow.
The vaulted ceiling is 25 feet high. Set into the walls at a height of 5 feet are amber ledges, lined with life-size alabaster statues of cats, frogs, hawks, owls, rats, ravens, snakes, toads, and weasels.
What?
Many of the statues have fallen off their perches and lie shattered on the floor. So that's kind of what's lining the eastern wall. Mm. Sort of the same wall you came through. That's what you see, those little cutouts there. An amber door in the north wall of this long room, it runs north-south, stands open. And there's four other amber doors you see, some in the west wall, one in the south wall, stand closed.
It looks like there's a hallway that proceeds west from the...
Yeah, it's a little hard to see in the darkness, but yeah, there's also an opening in the near the southwest corner of this long north-south hall.
Well, Lank, I forced us into this hallway. Do you have a preference for which way we go?
I do not. Lank's looking... very uncomfortable.
Hmm. Well, I'm torn between the inviting open door and the idea that nothing's gone in or out of those other rooms in a while. Maybe.
Or is that what those doors want you to think?
What do you think about going to the north door, the one that's open?
All right.
I'm just going to take a normal pace down the hallway, but getting on with it.
Okay. So you head down towards the open door. Do you just stroll on in, or...
Do you want me to look in case it's dark?
It's true, I can't see very well. Do you want to have a look first through the open door before we walk in?
Sure.
All right. So you peer in the this open door. This room has... I'll reveal it while I describe it. Has amber glazed walls and a floor of purplish black marble.
Hmm.
Two amber sarcophagi stand in alcoves to the west and east. Mm-hmm. A third sarcophagus that once stood in the north alcove lies shattered on the floor. Mm-hmm. Clustered in the middle of the room are four loathsome hunched creatures. Each one has a single large baleful eye.
Whoa!
Hmm.
Do they see us?
I'm gonna relate that. That's not a big area, is it?
No, it's not very big. It's each square is 5 feet, so the alcoves are kind of 10 by 10. There's a 10 by 10 sort of entrance alcove you would go through. It's kind of shaped like a cross, and the center is 10 by 10. So alcove to alcove, it's 30 feet, but they're kind of notched out.
Should we just walk away?
Does Victor have any idea what this might be?
Victor's not here.
Know. Oh, right, Victor's not with us. Victor's, yeah.
Yeah, it's
He might know exactly what this is.
Do any of the feelings that we have about this temple change as we get closer to these creatures?
Nope.
I'll leave it alone then.
Man. Yeah, I'm inclined to, if they haven't noticed us and they're just sitting there, to sort of back off and explore some of the other rooms first.
Okay. Rafina and Will.
Hmm?
Hello.
Hi.
What are you doing?
I think we were going to open the... Wait, what did we do? We found this book.
The book.
Well, I will put the book in my bag for later discussion. And you want to get out of here, or do you think that there's anything else in here? I don't know. Look around, investigate this pedestal or table that this castle is on, that kind of thing?
It's weird because from the top view that Rafina can't see, I see that it actually is, like, it has details on the inside, but the windows themselves don't go all the way through.
Yeah.
So I can't tell that. And also I'm short.
You don't have, like, a magic ladder or whatever, mighty ladder stored away that you unfold whenever you need to.
No, I did not bring that with me this time.
Liar.
Oh, wait, here it is.
There we go.
Yeah, let's just open the next door.
All right. Okay. Go to the next one. Yep. You open it up. And it reveals, looks like kind of a plain old hallway beyond. It's 20 feet long, 10 feet high, bare stone. And beyond is an open amber door at the other end.
Well, do we want to keep going down this hallway and see what else is here?
What's at the other door? Is it just another room or is it a hallway?
Give me perception checks real quick.
Oh, okay.
Perception checks. Ooh. Do we hear Lank and Bathwack? No, because I know that they're in another place. Fuck.
13 plus 3 is 16.
6.
Okay. Rafina, you faintly hear footsteps.
Oh, I hear something.
Just very distantly down that hallway.
Just one set of footsteps?
It's hard to tell. It's very faint, but you're just able to pick it up.
But I got a 16.
Yes, you did.
I didn't hear nothing.
You heard jack shit, says the cat.
Well, yeah, exactly. Hey, cat, can you go down and see who that is with the footsteps?
Want me to go down here?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. All right, let's do it. So the cat trots away.
I never see him again.
Oh, God.
How long are you going to wait? Is my question, I guess.
Oh, wait, is the cat not coming back?
How long do you wait?
Well, it's my cat. I want to wait for my cat. I'd wait.
Okay. So I would say a minute and a half later, the cat comes out of the darkness and says, your fucking friends are down there walking
what?
Around.
Nuh-uh. Oh, I'm so excited. Let's go get them.
What?
All right, well, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, I go.
All right, so you go down the hallway, and you uncover, once you get far enough for your light to reveal, a staircase.
Oh, God, okay.
Leading down. And eventually that leads to... if you scroll over to the right... Mm-hmm. Do I hear a recorder? Do you hear that?
That does sound like a recorder.
Someone practicing the recorder right now?
No. I don't hear it.
It sounded like... like very faint and
that's
far away.
That's hysterical, really?
Yeah.
What if it's Rafina?
It's totally Rafina.
Hold on a second.
Is someone playing recorder outside?
What if I mute?
Somebody just running down the street playing a recorder?
Not very safe. That
did it go away?
I don't know. I could barely hear it before, yeah. So I'm not sure.
There's
I
didn't some hear anything. Really loud wildlife outside.
Do they have recorders?
Yeah, it definitely sounded like an instrument.
There was a house down the street playing loud music, but I think they stopped. Oh well.
If it was that, I'd be like kind of happy.
I know.
If that's the music they were playing. But just blasting. All right.
It's a Renaissance mosh pit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not in your house?
Oh, it's totally.
The recorder's coming from inside the house. So yeah, you guys come down to the bottom of the stairs, and you are at the southern end. The southern end of this long hall that I just described to Bathwack and Lank.
Okay.
And you see them sort of huddled around this door at the northern end.
Lank! I think I just excitedly shout that.
Oh, crap.
Lank jumps startled.
And all of these creatures huddled in the room all turn and cast these giant green eyes in your direction.
Oh,
whoa! That's... Whoa!
Will shouts... What did you say? You shouted Lank, right?
It wasn't like a scream, but yeah, probably
loud enough
silent,
for him to hear it.
Yeah, I said it's a surprise, like an exclamation of, oh, mm-hmm. Lank!
These creatures all look up, and one of them says...
Says?
Yeah.
Says, speaks? Okay.
Speaks and says, oh, your name is Lank!
What?
What? Wow.
Give me a blank.
Blank's trying to throw him off.
Give me a deception check.
Whoa.
A deception check. Okay.
Why? Wait. Okay. Is he trying to deceive, and he doesn't know it?
I'm so good at deceiving, I even deceive myself about deceiving. That's a total of 20.
Okay. You start to feel this sort of prying at your mind, and you try to defend against it. Someone's, like, trying to, like, they're, like, it's almost as if they're, like, peering into your memories. And this one of these creatures has its giant green eye fixed on you.
Can I tell that these creatures are responsible for that feeling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I think I would attack.
Oh, okay. You're gonna attack the one that's staring directly at you?
Yes.
Alright, go ahead and roll your attack.
That is a 22 to hit.
Okay. That hits.
15.
Okay. Got it. So you smash your hammer down into this thing, and it lets out a horrible shriek, and it says, "Ow! What did you do that for?"
Stay out of my mind.
What? I just wanted to know something about you. Wanted to get to know you.
Lang's gonna hold off on the second attack.
You didn't realize we were fighting Muppets.
What's the big deal?
Next time, just ask.
Okay.
He hasn't lowered his hammer entirely, but he's just stepping back a little bit from, because he would have had to walk up to hit it.
Okay, can I look into your mind?
No.
Oh, okay. Bathwack, make a deception check.
Oh.
Is it the same
guy? I wouldn't be aware of this, but I go up and hit him again. Don't look in his mind either.
It is a different one.
It's a different one. 18.
All right. You're able to fend off his peering.
All right.
Oh, you're a tricky one.
I'm going to raise my sword and make a threatening gesture toward it. Actually, I'm going to intimidate it.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. That's 16.
All right. You see it kind of slink back and hide behind one of its gross compatriots.
Gross? Like, how are they other than just the one eye? Like, is it one eye in a face? Or, like, are they missing an eye? Or are they made of eyes?
You know, like Mike Wazowski?
Yeah, like, is it, like, a... Is it...
Kind of. I'll share a picture with all of you.
They sound so friendly, but they're doing creepy.
I know,
creepy,
right?
Thing. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Whoa.
Oh. Holy crap!
Whoa! Woo!
Why are they so articulate?
I mean, yeah, he's smiling.
Yeah, he looks like he could be kind of friendly. Lank's not having any of it, though.
They're these, like, hunched creatures. They have these big legs. They're covered in, like, these fleshy spines. The eye is, like, literally the size of, like, a human head with a mouth of teeth below it.
Wow.
Are they some kind of bird?
Claws all over his feet.
Are they wearing any clothes? Are these ones wearing anything, or are they just like that?
No, they're not wearing anything. So, yeah, that one shrinks back from you, Bathory. He's like, okay, jeez! You guys are touchy!
The last time someone entered my mind, I almost killed him. Blank gestures at Bathwack. And I didn't want to be clear.
The rest of you see them kind of focused on this door. They've turned away from you. So you could approach if you would like.
And Will's like, it looks like they're talking to somebody.
Let's go say hi!
This can't be great, right? This place seems terrible.
So far, we've only been outright attacked by one creature here. I'm confused.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more than happy to be friendly with any creature that'll be friendly, but
the three that have not been intimidated They're kind of like trying to approach the door a little bit, maybe to try to peer past you, Bathwack. You got anybody else there with you?
Don't read their minds either.
Well, we'll ask them, I guess.
Oh.
Hi!
No, you'll go no further.
What?
No, I'm blocking the door. I'm not permitting them to get close.
Hey, Bathwack!
Stay back.
Who is that?
What's wrong?
We're figuring out if we've got a situation here.
Some of them are like trying to like bend down to like peer through like your legs, Bathwack. They're trying to look past you. Doesn't look like they're trying to move past you.
Lank will stand between Bathwack's legs to create a complete wall.
Fun fact, the shape between Bathwack's legs is an exact silhouette of Lank.
Lank and Bathwack combine. Power activate. Portal. A wall.
Oh, that's great.
I'm picturing the transformation sequence. It's just the two of them overlapping.
Yeah. You guys snap into place.
All right, listeners out there, we need action figures, stats. I know one of you has got to be really good at this kind of thing. Come on.
Lank is either going to be very, like, pyramid-shaped, or Bathwack's going to have some really strangely shaped legs.
Yep.
It's like the outline of my boots and, like, the pants I'm wearing.
He's got wiggly pant contours going on.
Strangely contoured knees. Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Sorry, I'm still thinking about my knees.
Tell us more about your knees.
He's talking to us!
No, stay, yeah, really.
You
stay
back. You want to talk to us?
No.
Tell us about yourselves.
We're happy to, well, yes. I'm happy to tell you about myself. With me telling you about myself.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us a secret.
What, a secret?
A secret.
I don't know. I apparently fit perfectly between this guy's legs. That's kind of uncomfortable. My name is Lank, which is not a secret.
Yep, we knew that.
How did he know your name?
Yeah, I'm willing to bet that I know how you know my name. You read my mind.
No, someone yelled it.
Oh, okay. Well,
where
that's
is he? Hey, Lank Yeller, are you out there?
I seriously thought that they'd like read my mind or something. They just know my name because someone.
You're paranoid.
That's awesome. Lank is genuinely surprised. He's like, yeah, you read my mind. Is it? Oh, you didn't. Oh, okay.
I'll tell you a secret.
Okay.
What's my name?
What?
What's my name?
Your name is what?
Do you know my name?
No.
Oh, then I'll tell it to you. It's a secret. Do you care?
That doesn't sound like a very good secret.
I thought his name was already known to us.
Who's whispering?
Rafina, shut up.
Oh, now you've told him my name. My name is Rafina Talangepot.
Nice cover. Why do you want to know secrets? Why are you trying to pry them out of us?
Oh, they're interesting. They're juicy.
What will you do with them?
Just know them.
What kind of creature are you?
Maybe they'll eat them.
We're wizards.
What?
Oh, so you made the skulls. Oh, wait, no.
Oh, no,
they
wait.
They're wizards, too.
You don't look like wizards.
That's racist.
Not to be racist or anything.
Yeah.
No, we're wizards. We like to learn things. We've heard there's lots of things to learn here in this temple.
Okay. So you're not from this temple.
From?
Do you know anything about the skulls up in the over there? gesturing my head. I don't know if they can see me, though, so...
I don't know. Did they tell you interesting things?
Nope. They know shit.
Who's talking? Let me see you. Don't be rude.
I would like to say something to my group privately, if you wizards don't mind, for a moment.
When the wizards mentioned interesting things in the temple, Lank remembered that he hadn't seen... He knew that Will and Rafina were there, but didn't know if Victor was there, so he turns around to see if he can see... And I'm assuming I can't see...
You can't see Victor, for he is not there.
Unless Victor is one of these wizards.
Maybe they're all Victor. Aren't we all Victor, this is... deep down?
Was Victor wearing glasses?
This is what puberty looks like around these parts.
Every failed experiment with the teleportation circle is in this room.
Oh, no!
Rafina says to everybody, okay, guys, so this makes me think of Victor. And if he stays here too long, and if we stay here too long, this could happen to Victor. It won't happen to me. I feel good about this place. But I don't think Victor should stay here. Or anybody who's idly seeking knowledge idly.
Yeah. Did you, going off of what Rafina said, turning to the eyeball monsters, mm-hmm. were you always like this? Or did you...
Like
did you
wizards?
Always look like this?
Yeah, we've always been wizards.
No, no. I mean, your shape. You.
Well, we grew up.
Here in the temp in the Tamblin?
No. Thank you, by the way, Greg. I appreciate that.
Lank actually caught himself in the Tamblin. where do you come from?
That's an interesting question. Roll a deception check.
They trying to read my freaking mind again? 19.
Yes, you get the sense that one of them is trying to pry into your brain again, maybe trying to figure out where you're from.
Trying to figure... So anytime I ask them a question, they're just going to try to pry that information out of me. I'm not going to hit him, but I'm going to shout, I told you not to do that, and brandish my warhammer.
I still don't get what the big deal is. We're just talking.
Who are we talking to? Who are you?
Who are you? Let me see you. You Why? Sound pretty!
Will would probably be safe.
Huh?
Very high deception check, I'm sure.
What? Hearing Greg through the realms.
I mean, now. I'm not moving. Someone's gonna have to tell me to move out of the way.
Well, who are we talking to? Who is this?
There are some creatures in here with big eyes that keep giving us very creepy feelings.
How many are there, and do they look strong? Can you beat them up?
Beat us up!
Well, I started to, and they objected. I don't know if they're hostile or not, but you really need to stop trying to pry information out of my head.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do that. Lank grinds people up with that giant hammer of his.
I actually already told them that, so...
Yeah, it hurt!
Yeah, so why you keep doing it, dummy? Who are you?
That was a secret.
Secret? What are we talking about? I'm missing half of this conversation.
They seem really interested in secrets. I want to figure it out.
What are you all doing here? Are you looking for and hidden lore and secrets like us? Secrets?
Well, one member of our party is the only one who we have no idea where he is.
Hmm. Secrets, if you're talking about, like, power, could be helpful. What have you guys found? I still can't. Can I even see them? I have the Lank bathwhack door between...
I'm assuming that since they can't see you, you can't see them.
Okay. So, does it sound like it could be a person? Like, mm-hmm. They have big eyes. That doesn't mean that they're monsters. He just said big eyes. I don't know. What kind of secrets have you found? Anything?
Well, why should we share anything with you? You guys won't share anything with us. Well,
I'm happy to share things with you, but by telling
make
you.
Make a deception check.
Oh.
Son of a... Natural 20.
Whoa!
I don't have iTunes up. Do, 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 do! Oh wow, this guy, he's got like an iron wall in there. They're kind of like muttering to themselves.
Do you understand what I mean when I say stop doing that? When I say I'm going to share something with you, I mean by talking.
I don't whatever. Bathwack, make a deception check.
Yeah.
I feel like we've got a failure to communicate going on here that's
17.
Okay. You feel like you're able to fend off their prying. Well, if you're not gonna give us anything, why don't you just leave us alone? We're trying to figure these things out. And they gesture to the intact sarcophagi left in the room.
Oh.
What do you want? What is your goal? Are you from Barovia? I could think they're human or something, you know, like someone who is just not from here.
I don't see why we should tell you anything. Your friends here aren't being very forthcoming at all.
I did tell you that we are here to help someone do what you're doing, examine the temple.
You should check out these sarcophagi. They're pretty great. I'm trying to figure out exactly how to unlock their secrets there.
Hmm.
If you stop trying to take secrets from me, we could all try to figure out the secret of the sarcophagi.
Well, yeah, you seem to have like an iron curtain up in there. I don't know what kind of training you've got, but it's pretty impressive.
I just don't like having my mind interfered with. So if you promise to stop trying to pull secrets out, I've got some smart people here that may be able to help you figure out how to get into this thing.
Well, I don't see that we have much choice. Facing down impenetrable brain Voltron wall here.
Lang's going to sort of lean out and look up at Bathwack to see what his thoughts are.
I'm trying to sort of step over Lank in a way that managed just to separate us. maybe it has to be done two legs at a time. I don't know.
Hold on, let me release the docking clamps.
If Lank's willing to have a go at this, then why not?
Any remotely friendly creature seems like a plus for Lank, especially in a temple that is freaking him out. But if they keep trying to read his mind, he will start trying to kill them. But Lang's going to step out of the way.
All right. The rest of you can see into the room. You see these creatures sort of huddled in the center. The sarcophagi, the destroyed one in the rear.
Hmm. Oh. What are you looking at? What? Did you guys smash that? Is it like that when you came here?
No! We would never do that! Don't you try it either!
Well, you're like trying to smash through his head. Well, I mean, who knows what you're doing over there?
We told you what we're doing here. This is a place of great, forgotten information and secrets and knowledge.
What is this room in particular? Is this a special room? You guys seem to know what you're doing in here. We are just kind of accompanying someone here.
This is one of the vaults in this temple.
Vaults. What?
It's the only one we found that was open.
Well, what would a vault? What would one of these vaults potentially hide? We've heard that they're okay. Here's a secret. You want a secret? Who wants a secret? All right, fuck you guys. When Will offers a secret, nobody's interested. Fine!
I was certain that they were going to speak up.
Yeah.
Maybe they would have if it weren't 11:30. Me!
Well, I mean, there are other wizards in this place who have certain secretive information. I guess I have to lie because I basically, you know.
Okay.
They don't really know anything, but they did tell me that there's a lich here, and this place holds bad forces inside of it. evil forces. That was what it was meant to be.
Make a deception check.
Not all of that was deception, but okay. Damn it.
They're probably trying to probe into your brain.
10.
All right, yeah, you feel fingers in your mind.
Yeah.
Like peeling back, like peering open, like pulling apart, like layers. Like it just feels like the most invasive.
Ew, get out of here!
And they said, oh! He's telling the truth! That's what they said! They're these flaming, well, they're not wizards, they're these flaming skulls upstairs.
They said they are wizards! I wasn't lying. I lie, but I wasn't lying. They said they're wizards. I mean, like, are they not wizards? Can you see other than what's in my head, or what?
Well, that I don't know, but that's, you're right, they did say that. So come on, let's go check them out! We've been in here for a while. Salvador, come on!
Salvador?
And, if you let them pass, they will start to file out of the room back the way you came.
Wait. So what are you, specifically, what are you,
what are you doing here, guys? Tell us more!
Are you from Barovia?
We're from far away. We're not from around here.
Are you from Barovia? Not village, this land.
No!
You're not from here either.
No!
Did you ever have two eyes?
Did we do. Ever? What? That's a weird question. Two eyes.
Did you ever
yes,
have...
Yes, we always have had two eyes.
Psychic eyes.
I've got some bad news for you. I think you've misplaced one.
What?
Do you have a mirror?
I'm looking in my sack.
I do. I know I have a mirror.
I did
you purposely come to Barovia?
We came after this place.
You came to come. Do you know that you can't get out of Barovia?
We'll figure that out. There's lots of power in here and forgotten lore.
What if you come here? What? Why do you want the power?
Who doesn't?
Right.
Knowledge, information. It's all.
This is all over for Victor. We gotta get him out of here. He's gonna become one-eyed.
Do you know where he is?
No, I don't.
That's going to slow us down.
Agreed.
What about?
I feel like I told us not to come here.
What about Strahd?
Who?
Have you heard of Strahd?
No.
Von Zarevich?
No.
You guys are... Everyone, you know what the secret of the Amber Tamblyn is? Let me tell you what the secret of the Amber Tamblyn is. Everyone in here is useless.
Well, those guys upstairs seem like they might know something. They've been around for a while. I think we might go try to do a little bit of secret finding.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, your friends there are scary and mean.
Yes.
Don't mind them.
So they're going to continue down the hall unless you have anything else for them.
Damn, I feel like we have to have something. Like, what's in that? A vault. Dang.
So they're going to continue down and,
have you been in this room long? Have you seen a kid, not like a little kid, but like a teenager with the red robes on?
No.
Great.
Have you seen any feasts?
What? No.
That smell really good?
No.
Have you been outside of this room?
Not in a while.
How long is a while?
I don't know. Couple days, maybe?
Whoa.
What does the other one say?
Yeah. The other ones... I don't know. That's if you ask the other ones, yeah. Why would we say anything different? Yeah, he's not lying.
We've noticed that creatures have strange senses of time here.
Yeah.
That's weird. Oh, by the way, this guy, Will here, did you guys know he killed his dad in cold blood? All right.
What?
See ya!
Wait a second.
Will, I forgive you.
I don't even know. I have no idea what you need to forgive. That was ridiculous. They don't know who I am. I don't know who those people are.
Make a deception check.
Of course I have to roll. 8 plus...
Everybody roll insight.
6. 14. Ah!
It's Will running out of the room.
Total of 7.
4.
Wow.
13.
I'm always good. Nobody ever knows.
Yeah, you think Will might be telling the truth,
of
maybe.
Of course. I look perfectly normal. Those guys look weird. Gotta believe me, right? It's pretty great.
Blank wasn't really listening.
And that's where we're going to end it for tonight.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.